This week on the Time Bat Show.
People that put the whole top of the bottle in their mouth.
Do they people don't just do like, that?
They do.
No, they don't. Really?
Yes.
They like cup it around their lips.
Like, they go like, home? I can't show you, but and it looks like I'm doing something profane, but...
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number
47.
47. Is that right?
I just checked.
Literally always forget. I'm Time Aces. I'm your host. I'm your great, amazing, modest host, Time Aces.
And I'm your bi host, Bat Snacks. Halfway host, if you will.
Co-host. That's what we call it in the industry. But in the podcast world, it's bi host.
Yeah.
But my bi-hostly duties are shared by my bi-host, which is you.
Just letting you in on some podcasting shop talk.
That's a little bit of
professional lingo.
Professional. That's what we use in the world of podcasting. In the hot and sexy world of podcast recording.
Speaking of the world of podcasts, I think we have more episodes than most podcasts do at this point.
Really?
I don't know that many podcasts, but I feel like we're in the top half.
I just had a funny thought. We probably have more episodes than listeners.
Oh, no. We probably have reached that point, haven't we?
Yes, we totally have.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. That's depressing.
Congratulations.
Yay, we did it.
We did it.
I feel like we probably reached that point around like the 30-ish, 40-ish mark. And then
I think we can for sure say achievement unlocked more episodes than listeners now.
Though. Maybe one day it'll go back. Although we've had a record-breaking week this week for some reason.
It still wasn't as big as the OSHA week, but it was a lot better than normal.
It's because our last podcast episode had bathroom in the title.
Yeah.
I think. And there's something about those hot topics that really get people to be like, what is this about?
You know, bathrooms and OSHA.
I want to know all about the bathrooms and or OSHA.
I want to know about those two things and how they combine.
OSHA bathrooms. I'm sure OSHA has like bathroom policies, don't you think?
For people that like work on bathrooms?
No, but like for safety regulations for bathrooms.
Using the bathroom?
I told myself I wouldn't do it, but here we are talking about bathrooms again. We're only 2 minutes in and we're already talking about bathrooms. No, you know, like OSHA is like employment,
occupational safety hazardous.
Yeah. So like they protect employees. So my point is OSHA probably has rules on like the cleanliness and hygienics of a bathroom that the office, that like a worker uses on site.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking like they have regulations on how employees should use the bathroom. Like you can get written up if you do a
let me just tell you
illegal move. I don't know.
An illegal move.
I don't know.
Oh my god, there should be like bathroom referees. I just thought of this. Like, he stands there. He or she stands there. And, like, they're in, like, a ref jersey. Like, the stripes. And, like, it's a soccer ref. So they have, like, a green, like, a card. You know, yellow card or whatever. Or a red card. And they have, like, a whistle. And if you make a bad move, they blow the whistle. And they give you, like, a card.
They whip out the red card. And you're, like, red card.
Mm-hmm.
It's like penalty infraction, minus 3 points.
Right. And then like, if you get another one of those, you're ejected from the game.
You have to attend bathroom ethics class
right.
by OSHA.
Which is taught by me and you.
Yes.
We're the bi professors. No, we're not. bathroom ethics. with Time Aces and Bat Snacks. I would teach that class. But yeah, you'd have a referee in there, and he would be like the guy that OSHA kind of hires to oversee the bathroom. And if you do an illegal move, then yeah, you're out. I kind of feel like OSHA doesn't have these policies, because if they did, they're really bad at enforcing them, let me tell you. But anyway. All right, that's enough bathroom. We got it out of our system.
We got that out of the way.
If you're listening to this, it's just the first couple minutes, and then we're going to move on. So yeah. how's everything going with you today?
It's pretty good.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
I've been working a lot more than usual, just because it's a busy time of year, but other than that, not too much.
Yeah. How's your new place? Is it still good?
It's still good, yeah. No problems yet.
Have you talked to that weird man that was on the bench last week?
No, I haven't seen him recently. I've been coming home later than I usually do. He's not on the bench when I get there.
See, if you don't get an in your first, month, you're never going to have an in ever.
Yeah, because then if I try to talk to him, he'll be like, well, why didn't you try to talk to me the first time?
That kind of happens whenever I move into a new place.
Yeah.
Like, I moved into this house, 3 years ago. And I was like, I should probably talk to my neighbors, introduce myself. And I did to one, and then they have since moved away. But I haven't done to any of my other neighbors. But at this point, it's kind of too late,
you can't do it now.
that's what it is, But to be fair, they didn't, introduce themselves to me when I moved in either. So, if they really wanted to meet me, they would have come over when I moved in and be like, hello, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they didn't want to impose, though.
Yeah.
But I guess you felt that way about them.
But then, but now it's too late. I probably could have done it in the first 6 months. Yeah. But then I was just after that, I'm like, well, it's too late now. I'll never know who they are. I see them all the time, and sometimes I'll nod.
Do you ever say hi? Do you ever say hey, Jim?
Sometimes I'll wave, and I'll just... I don't know their names. When you say, hey, Jim, I don't know what their names are. I'll just nod or, wave, and then that's it. So it's awkward, And I live on, a cul-de-sac. I mean, you've been to my house.
Yeah.
I live on, a cul-de-sac, so, I can see directly across to, a bunch of houses, So,
do you peek out the blinds sometimes?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people too.
That's a typical homeowner thing to do. What's going on over there? You hear a loud noise. You're like, what's going on over there? I tell you, living on a cul-de-sac, definitely there's more noise than you'd expect because I feel like the sound carries because there's not as many houses. There's a big center that, there's nothing there. So, if someone's in the center doing something, it, carries directly to your house. And you're like, what was that? Whenever someone wheels their trash in, I can hear it, no matter how far away it is.
Probably has really good acoustics with all the houses, facing each other.
I was hoping, the cul-de-sac would be more exciting, though. I grew up on a cul-de-sac, and it's a fun kind of thing. Here, it's just, everyone's very private, which is fine, but
I don't know. Do any of them have kids?
Yeah.
Well, see, if you had kids, your kids would probably play with their kids, it would become, a thing.
A thing, yeah. That's true. That is true.
I think that's how that works.
I think that's how that works, too. Anyway. But, back in the day, and I wasn't alive in this day, but they had, we're going to have, a neighborhood garage sale in the cul-de-sac.
Or, you're grilling.
Yeah, exactly. Over. That doesn't happen. Not that I, care that much, but it's just, I don't know. That would be a good excuse to meet your neighbors, right?
Maybe what you should do is become the grilling guy.
Oh, no, I'm not going to become
that should become
guy.
Your That's identity.
Everyone says this. This is interesting, because I feel like I'm put in a position where, oh Chris, you wanna do something? It's not really, and well, you should be the guy that be's the grill guy or whatever. And I'm never the guy that I'm never the qualified one for that, but I'm imposed on that a lot, and I'm like, well, you're asking the wrong person here.
Yeah, I am not the grilling guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, I'm not a grilling guy. I don't even own a grill. So that wouldn't really work. And how would that even be? I just take the grill out, move it in the middle of cul-de-sac and just start it up.
Like, what? I claimed this land as mine.
And then they're like, what is going on out there? And, like, I'm just grilling. Like, I have, like, the whole chef's thing. I have, like, the grill apron thing going on. It says, like, kiss the cook or something like that, right?
Yeah. It's, I'm like, a football themed.
Yep. I'm just grilling. Yeah. Just me. No one else is there. And then and then hopefully someone will come over and be like, oh, can I have a brat or something, right? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. And then I'd, like, be like, bah, 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 bah. How about those Yankees or whatever? I don't know what you say.
Grilled? What if you actually said that? What if you're like, bah, 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 how about those Yankees?
Like verbatim, blah, 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 blah. That would be, then they'd probably just walk away and be like, all right, that's a weird neighbor. I'll never talk to him again. Or they'd call the police. Like, there's a man grilling in our cul-de-sac. Like,
the police would be like, sir, I'm going to need you to move this.
There is a long-haired man grilling in his late 20s, early 30s that is grilling in our cul-de-sac. Please come help us.
Please stop this man from being friendly.
You know, that is an interesting topic. Like, what you say to someone that's grilling. Like, I feel like grill talk is a very specific subset of conversation.
Yeah, grill talk is like, it's a combination of, like, really real, meaningful conversation with, like, jokes.
Like, probably. Shooting the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also serious.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like guy talk. You know how, like, there's girl talk?
Mm-hmm.
And then grill talk would be what I assume is, like, I don't know, right? Because I've never grilled and talked to someone at the same time. But I'm assuming it's a lot of, like, sports, and then also, like, how's work going? And
I don't know. You shouldn't talk about work.
No,
at the
no
grill.
Work. Oh, that's a big no-no. Sorry. See, I don't know the rules of grill talk.
I think you have to talk about, like, your vacation to the Bahamas. Oh, like, okay, 15 years ago.
Like, anecdotes about, like, your life or whatever. So, like, you start with sports, because that's, like, the opener, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, the Ravens really suck this year. I don't know, right? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, they do.
It's tough being a Ravens fan these days.
And then you're like, that reminds me of the time I went to Jamaica.
No, I think what happens is one of the people there has been on a vacation recently, and they were like, "Oh, so and so, how did vacation go?" And they were, and then you say, like, "I went there 15 years ago."
Touristy. And then you tell them your little anecdote, like, one time when I was in Jamaica, my wallet was stolen by a person in the street, and I had to report it to the cops, and I never found it again. I don't know.
I lost $30,000 on identity theft.
And then you're like, the brats are ready.
I can't afford these. Okay.
We got it. We cracked it.
I think we have a very good understanding of how grill talk goes.
So it's like sports and then, like, vacations. And then, like, jokingly telling them about, like, really sad parts of your life, like, in a funny way, you know, like, oh, and that's where I lost $30,000. The bratwurst is ready, everyone. I'm like, oh, bratwurst, yay. But maybe I'll find out what girl talk is all about soon. I am turning 30 soon, so remember our little conversation about that in a few episodes.
Yeah. Many I need to get you a Weber.
Whatever, yes. The red grill, like the open top thing.
I'd get you a black one. Red is too gaudy.
Oh, sorry, black. Sure, sure. But then I can learn all about grill talk. Because I can be the grill guy. Like every, what is it, Memorial Day weekend every year, I'll be like, everyone come over to my place. We're grilling in the backyard. Or no, we're grilling in the cul-de-sac. Right?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then you have those those, like, tables you buy at, like, Walmart that are, like, bad folding plastic ones, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and you need, like, an umbrella that goes above the tables.
Oh, for, like, one a golf umbrella.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah, for the sun. See, we're figuring this all out now, I feel like. Man, this is a weird universe that I don't really understand yet. But I will, one day.
Yes.
So what else is new? Anything else going on other than you moving in your own place? Did you unpack everything yet?
No, not yet. Still living out of boxes a little bit.
What do you have left to unpack?
I have, like, some Star Wars stuff and, like, Christmas stuff and, like...
Star Wars stuff? You have, like, a whole box of Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, actually.
You are a pretty big Star Wars fan, I guess, huh?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I knew that already.
I have been, like, my whole life.
I know that. Yeah. I remember that. What Star Wars stuff do you have? Like, collectibles you just don't want to throw away or something?
Yeah, I have a lot of really cool collectibles. Like, just in vision of where my desk is, I have a replica Boba Fett helmet.
Uh-huh.
I have a Bantha with a Sandman on it.
Mm-hmm.
What, Raider?
Tusken Raider, yeah.
Yeah, Tusken Raider.
Sure. Sandman.
And I've got, like, a Millennium Falcon thing, and, yeah, just stuff like that.
What Millennium Falcon thing do you have?
It's, it, like, splits down the middle, you open it up, and you can see the interior, and...
Oh, yeah, you've had that for a while.
Yeah, but I still have it. It's a cool thing.
I remember you had that when I was, like, 15 or something.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was really cool. I was always jealous of your Star Wars stuff. Oh, well. I've always liked the vehicles...
Yeah, the vehicles are the coolest. I have a speeder bike. I have Luke's whatever, the thing he shoots things in the canyon with.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Speaking of Star Wars, I think we were talking about something before the show.
We were talking about what order you watch the Star Wars movies in.
Yeah.
What order do you do it? Just the regular order?
I don't really. Like, watch them in order anymore. But if I had to, I would probably recommend the order that I saw them in personally in my life.
Which is the regular order?
Yeah, which is 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then the new ones.
And then the new ones. I don't understand these other orders. Like, there's like, what is it called? Machete or whatever?
Hatchet.
Something. It's machete. It's like, you watch 4 and then 5, and then you. Go back and watch 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch 6. Which doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I get the point. The point is like, oh, okay, spoilers for Star Wars.
Hey.
Everyone, sorry.
Everybody tune out if you haven't seen Star Wars.
So, like, at the end of 5, you know, you realize, oh, Darth Vader's Luke's father. Right? Yeah. And then I guess the idea is like, okay, now let's flash back. To how Darth Vader became, you know, how Anakin became Darth Vader. So they do 1, 2, and 3, like the prequel trilogy, right?
Right.
And then you flash back forward to episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Problem with that is that's 3 terrible movies you have to sit through before you get back to episode 6, right?
I've come to enjoy parts of 1 and 2, and 3 is okay.
I like 3 the best, I think.
Yeah. Of those 3 is for sure the best. 1 and 2 had good things in them, but they also just had a lot of
good. What good things did they have?
Name so in episode them. 1, the Star Wars, the lightsaber duels were really cool.
Oh, yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
With
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, yeah. Those were the best lightsaber duels in the whole series.
The best thing about the prequel trilogy is Obi-Wan, I think.
Yes, he's the best character.
He's the best. They just announced recently that they're thinking about making an Obi-Wan standalone Star Wars movie.
They should do it. He's cool.
That's the big news. But they don't have Ewan yet. They don't have Ewan McGregor on board yet. Which, to me, makes absolutely no sense. Because you got to do that. Right? Like, you have to have him.
Would this be, like, his nomadic years in the desert?
I hope so. Like,
that would be the coolest.
Between, like, 6 and 7? Is that what you're talking about? Or not between 6 and 7. Between 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in between after he, like, retreats... To, you know, he goes
Tatooine.
Hermit, and then
yeah.
And then between that and where Luke finds him in 6.
Yeah, I'm imagining like a really like dark, kind of Mad Max-y kind of, he has that to find a way to survive.
That would be so freaking cool.
And like lay low. And
how awesome would that be?
That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be like the coolest? I would watch this.
And there's even potentials for fights. He fights the sand people.
I know.
He has to live among them.
There could be like this whole like hut cartel thing going on. I don't know. Like they can make shit up.
Yeah, there's like tribal sand.
Yeah, they can make shit up about like. Because like Tatooine, like you can just put whatever the hell you want on there. Like Disney can figure it out. Like some crazy like criminal underworld shit. I don't know.
Yeah. You know?
Who knows?
It's a shady place.
Yeah, and then, like, they...
You know, when he walks into the bar, everybody knows him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. he goes there a lot.
Yeah. So maybe he goes there for, like, contracts. Like...
yeah.
He's like, I need some money. And then, like,
sheds off his like, you know, virtuous Jedi yes, past yes. and gets involved in this dark underworld.
And they're like, we need you for something, Ben, because he goes by Ben because he doesn't want to be known as a Jedi.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need you to take out this guy. He's like, I'm on it.
yeah.
And then it becomes like this Jedi / vigilante kind of thing. You know, I don't know, something like that.
That would be the coolest movie.
I would watch that so hard. I'm sure they're going
to... That'd be much cooler than a Han Solo movie, in my opinion.
Me too. I mean, I love Han Solo as much as the next guy. He's probably my favorite Star Wars character. But I know everything about Han Solo at this point. Like, the story has been told, is my opinion. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
Like, A New Hope Han Solo. I mean, he was a smuggler. I'm sure there's exciting stuff, but, like... I know what that life entailed. It was him smuggling stuff. Like, I get it. You know, like, that's all we need to know about it, you know? But, like, Obi-Wan, there's just so much more possibilities. Because, like, Obi-Wan, the prequel Obi-Wan is, like, really cool. And then, like, there's this jump to, like, old Obi-Wan, who's a pretty different character. I mean, not very different, but, like, more wiser and hardened and stuff. And it's like, all right, what happened there, you know? Where did that... I don't know. I think there's a lot of potential for that. But
yeah, Obi-Wan is probably the most important character in Star Wars. I mean, he basically trains the Messiah. I mean,
Anakin is probably the most important character.
Well, yeah, that's true. Other than him, though.
But yeah, Obi-Wan is pretty important. I would love to see a Obi-Wan solo movie with Ewan McGregor, like, in that time period we just talked about.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. Who do you think... Now we're talking Star Wars, which is fine. Who do you think Rey's dad is and mom are? Now that we're full on in it, right?
Oh, okay. So I had theories about this when it came out, and I forgot what I thought.
So I like Star Wars a lot, but I don't love it enough to be like, I'm going to come up with all these theories about stuff. But I have a few friends that do. And... The running theory is that she's like the daughter of Obi-Wan somehow, but I don't see it. I just don't see that. I don't see the timeline really lining up for that at all.
He would have been really old.
Yeah, like he's like Charlie Chaplin age when he had his like baby. I don't know.
He's not someone that ever has a relationship ever in Star Wars.
Not that we know of.
That's true.
There's the Solo Obi-Wan movie right there, right?
I mean, maybe he's on Tatooine.
No.
You know, that is where they were.
That could be. It could. I mean, if they wanted to do that, then making a Solo Obi-Wan movie would be cool because it would, like, loop back around into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they reveal it, and you're like, how did that work? And you're like, well, glad you asked. Here's the Solo Obi-Wan movie where he, like...
there it is. He has a fling.
Yeah, he has, like, a thing. Yeah, exactly. So that's the running like internet theory. I've heard a really, really weird theory.
Which is
that Rey is you know how Anakin was born, I don't remember his mom's name, but like mm-hmm. He doesn't really have a dad. He was just like put in her belly, if you will. You know what I mean? Yes. Like it was just some immaculate conception kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very like Jesus-y or whatever. But you remember that from the Phantom Menace. That was like a thing. It's like, who's his father? It's like, oh, he doesn't have a father. So there was like a theory that Rey is like basically similar to that. So she was just born to some mother, and she's basically the reincarnation of Anakin.
But Anakin's still alive.
Not in The Force Awakens, he's not.
He's not?
No, he's dead.
Oh, that's right. He blows up on the Death Star. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, I'm not saying it's what I believe. It's just...
She's the second coming or whatever?
She's like the second coming of Anakin. And like Anakin was supposed to bring balance to the Force and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or it worked in a way that didn't really... I don't know. The Force didn't like it. I don't know. And so she's like the second try of doing that.
I like that.
Yeah.
So. What? All right. I think I remember what I thought when I saw the movie. I think, what if she's Han Solo and Leia's daughter?
Well, Kylo's already Han Solo and Leia's
daughter. I know, but what if they're like...
another daughter.
Yeah, what if they're twins or something?
That could make sense. Yeah. I mean, that would... I think that's like the most obvious of all of them, right? Of all the theories. Because then it's like, okay, in the next couple movies, she basically has to fight her brother.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like dramatic or whatever.
There's always that kind of like family thing going on in Star Wars.
I could definitely see that. I think that would be like the lamest one, but I could see that because then it's like built-in drama where she's fighting Kylo in one of the sequels. And then it's revealed that they're like brother and sister. And it's like, oh! And then obviously she's even more sad about Han dying.
Yeah, because it was...
because it was her dad, without her knowing it at the time.
Her brother killed her dad. That would suck.
And it's like, ah! You know, and then it's like more... whatever. It could be Luke's daughter somehow. That was another theory I remember.
I think Han Solo and Leia would be cooler. Like, that would be the lamest if it was Luke's daughter.
Like, that would be the worst, right?
That would be just horrible.
Like, at the beginning of The Last Jedi, the next one... you know, like, the end of The Force Awakens was, like, Luke's face. And he was, like, he, like, looked at her or whatever. And so, like, the next one just picks up. And he's and the first line is, like, hello, daughter.
I'm your father.
I'm your father. And then I'm just, like, all right. I'm done.
I think you would get, like, an audible groan from the audience. Like, ugh.
The first line of the movie is, like, hello, Rey. I'm your father. And you're just, like, oh, God. Who wrote this garbage? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they'll reveal it even in the next movie. It might be like a late reveal. It might be like an end of The Last Jedi kind of reveal.
Yeah. You know?
Keep you on a cliffhanger for the final film kind of deal, you know? Anyway, Star Wars is fun.
Oh, hey, maybe it's someone we don't know about. Maybe it's a new character.
Maybe.
I'd be okay with that.
And then you got Plagueis, whatever the hell his name is. The bad Sith Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sith Lord. And, you know, who's that guy? Like, we've never heard of him before.
Yeah, it's true.
Not Plagueis. What's his name? God damn it, I forgot his name.
He's the... who it's... he's, Kylo Ren's master.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name.
Weird face guy. Anyway, who the hell is that guy? I don't know. We'll find out. But that could be some guy that we know of in the past movies that, like, is coming back. You know, they'll bring him back and be like, it's actually this guy. It's still Palpatine.
he's alive still.
His face is even more messed up now.
He does, like, the shooty fingers at the audience, like, oh, I'm alive.
I think that would be... I would actually like that in a weird way. Because, like, you expect him to be dead, but, like, I don't know. Like, he's old, and he can survive everything. And it's just like, yep, remember when I, like, died and fell off that bridge? Like, nah, I survived. I'm a Sith Lord. Yeah, and my face got really messed up, but whatever. It's cool. I don't know. That would be really weird. But funny. All right, so, do we have any, like, news stories today?
I have a very good and important news story for us.
Let's hear the good and important news story.
So, this story comes to us from the Orange County Register.
Mm-hmm.
From California, I think. In the Crime and Public Safety section.
Okay.
And the headline is, two men become ill in Los Alamitos from the smell of a wounded skunk.
Oh, that's gross.
So the skunk, I guess, got
it was so
a hole
smelly.
In it or something.
A hole in it? Oh, well, no. In, like, think, its smeller receptor.
I think the smeller broke.
The smeller. What is the name?
It's called.
What is the name?
I think that's the part that broke.
What is the name for the smell gun? It's there has to be, like, a name for it.
The
smell gun or the smeller. I don't know.
That's the one, yeah. Anyway.
The smeller?
Yeah, the it was so bad though that two men had to be hospitalized.
Good lord!
And these are garbage men. They're not.
They're used to smells.
They're used to smells.
They're used to real bad smells all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, that must be one smelly skunk. maybe two things happened. I'm just going to keep calling it the smeller because I don't know what else to call it. Maybe
smeller gun.
Maybe the smeller gun broke. But also, he has like a weird hormone imbalance. Right?
Oh, so it's like...
And he's like mixing like a real strong cocktail in there.
It's a little off. Even his skunk friends don't want anything to do with it.
He's like, whoa. They're like, whoa, Charlie. Like, you're coming on a little strong there. And he's like, sorry, my smeller's broken. And my... And my mixture is broken too. Oh god.
That's gross.
Well, the smeller and the mixer. The two components.
That's just basic skunk anatomy.
That's
right
just
there.
Basic biology.
Yeah.
Guys, it's like, welcome to Skunk 101. Today we'll be learning about the skunk smeller and the skunk's mixer, the two most important components of being a skunk. The mixer mixes the juice, and the smeller
fires the juice.
If those aren't named that, I'm going to be disappointed at this point.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they were hospitalized.
Are they okay? Are they all right?
Yeah, they didn't die.
How do you get hospitalized for smell?
They called the hazmat team.
Wow.
This was, like, really bad.
So I have, like, a question for you. Can you get, like, injured from something that smells so bad? I mean, I guess you can from the story.
It would seem so. I don't think skunk smeller juice is, like, corrosive or anything.
Yeah, but, like, I just don't get how that... I don't know, like, so it's, like, so smelly your nostrils are, like, ah! And they, like, light on fire or something, you know?
Maybe they went into shock.
Like your smell glands? your
yeah,
smeller?
Like this, it was like the sensory overload was like so powerful that
it was like,
your brain just shut off or something.
Maybe. That sounds like a very dangerous like chemical weapon. Right. Get a bunch of Charlies and shoot them into a country.
Just get a bunch of... skunks, have them fire their smellers.
Skunks, but like hybridize them so they have like broken mixers and broken smellers.
Oh, okay. So you can like breed skunks for the desirable broken
mixer
trait.
So take this skunk, let's call him Charlie, find him, like put him in a lab, and then breed a lot of him. And then get all the skunks that have broken smellers and broken mixers, and then just carpet bomb wherever you need to. Attack, basically.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, it's so bad they called the fire authority called the hazardous materials team.
Man, I didn't know skunks could be that bad. There had to be something's going on wrong with his mixing.
Yeah,
something's out of whack in there in that old skunk. I feel like they need to do some research on that guy. Anyway, so good to know. I didn't know smells could do that to you, but.
I never want to experience that. I'm very sensitive to bad smells. And
me too. Skunks are always... Skunk smells can like be smelt like miles away.
Yeah.
Like you're driving down the road and it's like, there's the skunk. And it's like
whoa.
And it's like, you can smell that in an air-conditioned car probably like a mile away. Like, imagine how smelly it is at the ground zero. You know?
Especially Charlie, who's probably something wrong with him.
Who's got a mixer and smeller malfunctions and stuff. Yeah. Bad stuff. Bad, bad stuff. All right. You want to get into some Reddit?
Yes.
We're getting into Reddit in like a good time today. Like, this is ideal time. Reddit time.
It's not like 15 minutes, but it's also not like 50 minutes.
I know. It's good. It's so good. Okay. You have all the... I was so bad, and I didn't get, like, any questions today. You have, like, all the questions, literally.
It's okay. So, do you want to do movie questions or other questions first?
I don't care. Dealer's choice is what I always say.
All right. How do you mop seductively?
How do you mop seductively?
Yes, this was asked on AskReddit.com.
I feel like a lot of things are hard to do seductively.
Mopping is probably one of them.
Mopping would be a challenge, but I could do this. I could figure it out.
So
what?
It's just
what?
I mean, yeah, I could probably
hash it out. Okay,
figure something out.
Step one, you put on some like sexy music.
Okay, right? Yeah, that's a good start.
Step two, you treat the mop like it's like a pole. Right.
What if you have to prepare the mop? Like, you have to get the chemicals and put them in the bucket and mix it with the water.
Sure.
You got to do that in, like, a sexy way.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's a tough. Mixing
and
chemicals.
And you need to not spill those chemicals on yourself because they're probably corrosive and they'll hurt you.
Well, you could just use, like, soap.
Yeah.
Mixing chemicals is never going to be a seductive thing, I don't think. Yeah. I think you're just out of luck there. Unless you, like, I don't know.
I think I would just look silly if I tried to do this.
I mean, yes, that's the real question, is, yeah, I mean, I could say this all I want, like, oh, yeah, but in reality, it'd just be incredibly silly.
Yeah.
But I think music is key, putting on music, and then, you know... I don't want to say the word gyrating, but I'm going to.
Basically
that. A lot of that while you're mopping.
So, imagine the person that's asking this question. What do we know about that person?
We know that they are really time constrained in having, you know, time.
They need to multitask a little bit.
They get home from work, and they're like, I don't have a lot of time. I got a mop, but I also want to, like, you know, have some loving time.
Yes.
And I have to figure out how to...
You gotta do both.
I'm gonna start on one while also starting on the other, right?
That makes sense, yeah.
Boom. Time management 101 right there.
Yeah, you can at least get, you know, one of them going while you finish the other one.
I would hope you finish it before you start the other, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I hope you finish the entirety of one before you start, let's say, step two of the other. I know I'm being very vague, but I think everyone knows what I'm talking about.
So maybe they're like a doctor or something. They just work a lot.
They just don't have a lot of time. They're like, yeah, I need to clean my house, and I need to spend time with my significant other in an intimate way. Mm-hmm. How do we schedule that?
Gotta do both.
Conflicting. And maybe they wrote into, like, you know, dear, you know, whatever, a newspaper article person, like, how do I have time for cleaning and lovemaking? And they're like, oh, well, integrate them both together.
That's not a bad solution.
I recommend sexy mopping.
I recommend mopping.
I recommend sexy mopping. Just put on some Al Green and get to mopping, and then when you're done mopping, your partner will be ready for you to do the thing. So that's my answer.
That's a good answer.
Music and gyration.
Okay. What's the creepiest movie you've ever seen?
God, that's hard.
I have an easy one.
What is the creepiest movie?
I think it's The Secret of NIMH for me.
Secret of NIMH, that is a really creepy movie.
Yeah.
The scary thing about that movie, it's like it's supposed to be... I mean, it's kind of a kid's movie, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's definitely a kid's movie. It was marketed to children. Yeah.
But it's like very dark.
Yeah.
And disturbing.
Yeah, it's a story about rats that were being experimented on in the National Institute of Mental Health. They don't tell you why they were being experimented
on. It's just got... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
They develop, like, intelligence, and they, like, search for the Philosopher's Stone or something? I don't know. I don't really remember
the story.
Yeah,
there's, like, that weird alchemy subplot or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, it really freaked me out when I was a kid, and I did watch it when I was an adult, and I was like, wow, this is actually really creepy.
It's one of those kids' movies that was made in, the 80s, early 90s that they just were, like, they were okay with... really weird shit happening in them, and I don't know. I've told you about this before, like Don Bluth, the guy who did Secret of NIMH.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his movies, like, were for children, but they were kind of dark.
Yeah.
All Dogs Go to Heaven is a good example, too, because, like, on the surface, it's a very, like, normal movie, but, like, the dogs die in that movie, and they're, like,
yes.
You know, like, there's a lot of darkness in the... And Secret of Nim is even worse, because it's, like, mental institution, there's rats, all the, like, hallmarks of creepiness are kind of there, if you will.
Animators are kind of a weird bunch. I mean, all these movies were back when you did actual, you know, animation by hand.
Sure. So they probably had all these weird ideas for, like, stuff.
Yeah.
And they were the only ones that could do it, that could animate. So they're like, yeah, you should make this a kid's movie. And they're like, all right, I got a really good idea. Rats in a mental institution. It's like, okay, is that all you got? I'm like, yep, that's what we're making. I'm like, all right, you're a good animator, so we'll let you do it.
Yeah.
Whereas today, it's like, there's so many more kids' movies, and it's not just the subset of people that do them. It's like so many people are involved that,
yeah,
you know, you can make kids' movies a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for? You can have like a committee like agree on the plot. Basically, there's a lot less. It feels like there's a lot less big budget artistic freedom with like children's animated movies. Yeah. For better or worse, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think back in the day, like, I mean, the only animated movie that would sell in the 80s or 90s is one marketed to kids. And so if you're going to make an animated movie, you get yourself an animator and you're like, make us an animated movie. And that's what he came up with. So.
Yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah.
What's the creepiest movie I've ever seen? I don't know off the top of my head, but the first movie I thought of... It's not really that creepy, but it's, like, mentally disturbing, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know John Carpenter movies. Like,
yeah.
You got The Thing, and you got...
The Thing is
Halloween,
real good.
Halloween, and you got... You know, Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. But he made a bunch of horror movies, too, obviously. Everybody knows that. He made this movie in the 80s that is called Prince of Darkness. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's a weird fucking movie. But it's really good. And it's about, like... It's about this this monastery that's, like, in California. And they have a very big, like, catacombs-like basement where there's a lot of, like, old artifacts and stuff that, like, have been around since, like, the 15th century or something, right? And this priest lives in the monastery, and he does this weird ritual every day to this one artifact in the basement. And suddenly he dies... Okay, mm-hmm. So he can't do the ritual anymore. And he doesn't tell anyone about it. And people start noticing weird shit going on in the basement. So they call in this, like, theologian, this, like, you know, religious studies scholar. And also all these, like, scientists from the University of California, like, physicists and biologists and all this stuff, to, like, come check out this weird paranormal activity in the basement. And I don't want to spoil the movie, but...
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen this.
I mean, it's called Prince of Darkness, so you can kind of figure out...
I wonder what
happens. ...what that means. Yeah. But there's some weird shit going on in that movie. And it's... I wouldn't say it's, like, creepy, like, this is really scary. It's, like, more, like, disturbing on, like, a... like, there's not a lot of, like... It's more, like, subtle, like, subtext creepiness. Mm-hmm. Like, this is weird. But that's the first movie I thought of. But I'd recommend it, and I don't want to spoil it. That stuff happened that I just mentioned is all like first 20 minutes, so that's not a big spoiler. But I mean, you know, the title is Prince of Darkness, so you can figure out probably where it goes in like a way. Yeah.
I was really hoping you'd say a movie that I haven't seen because I've been looking for a creepy movie lately.
Yeah, so check that out. It's a good movie. It's a weird movie.
Okay, let's get into a Yahoo Answers question.
Ooh, I love Yahoo Answers.
Okay. This is coming from the great family relationships and advice section.
I love the great family and relationship advice section. What do we got?
Would you hit on your girlfriend if you found out she cheated on you?
Would I hit on my girlfriend if she found out that... If I found out she cheated on me? Is that what the question is?
That's the question.
I don't know if this person understands what a girlfriend is. Because, first of all, you don't have to hit on your girlfriend if she's your girlfriend.
Yeah, it sounds like he has some kind of non-traditional relationship going on.
Either that or his girlfriend doesn't know is, or either that or his girlfriend, quote-unquote, doesn't actually know she's his girlfriend.
Yes.
That's actually what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like his girlfriend has a boyfriend that's not him.
It's not him, but he thinks that he is her boyfriend.
So he needs to hit on her.
Right.
Which I mean, you shouldn't do.
That's no, you not shouldn't do. This person thing. Doesn't realize they're not in a relationship is what's happening here.
Oh, and that is scary.
That is hard to give advice for because...
Yeah, I mean, what should he do?
They're not going to want to hear the advice. Like, sorry to break it to you, but you don't have a girlfriend and you never did. Be like, no, she's totally my girlfriend.
I feel like they're going to reject that advice. We need to tell them something that will make... settle the situation.
Maybe his girlfriend, quote-unquote, is kind of one of these people that kind of strings you along. Kind of like, you know, like... Okay. It's like a subtle, like, oh... Like, it's not a confirmed, like, oh, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. It's more like, oh, I like you. So he, like, thinks that he is. But in reality, she's someone else's girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he, like, got his hopes up for some reason. That's my...
Like, maybe he knows... He knows that she, you know, has someone else. But at the same time, he's like, maybe she, you know, does the same thing to him, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like if that was the case, he would specify it in the question. It sounds like in the question, it sounds like he just doesn't have a clue what's going on. He's, like, very naive to what's happening.
Yes.
The advice I would give is to move on from this girl, what I would give.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Don't start anything with her, because she clearly isn't your girlfriend to begin with.
Whether she is or not, she cheated.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
she,
like,
didn't technically, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she didn't really cheat if she's not his girlfriend, obviously. So that's why I say, like, don't start anything, because, like...
Yeah,
just move on.
It's not going to work out.
Move on. It's not going to work out. Like, guarantee it's not going to work out. Maybe later if she's like, I don't know. Actually, no. I forget I said that. I was going to be like, maybe there's hope years down the line. But no, don't even worry about that.
Don't. That's not a good mindset.
Just move on.
Yeah.
There are more fish in the sea. There are bigger fish to fry or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. What you should really do is hit on someone else.
I don't know if that's the solution, but
yeah, it's better than hitting on her.
That's true. Yeah. Hitting on someone that's already in a relationship, not a good
channel.
Move.
Channel that energy somewhere else.
Yeah, channel that in a good way somewhere else, and try to be open minded about what people are going through. And if you think someone is some relationship to you, that's not necessarily the case. I have a quick question here.
Sure.
Very quick. The eclipse is coming up.
Okay.
You are thinking about going to South Carolina.
Yeah, almost certainly.
We don't need to talk about it. We talked about that last week. Next week, you're going to give us a big update if you actually win or not.
Yes.
Which we're all looking forward to. All 32 listeners of this show.
All 47 listeners.
47, right. We're getting one listener per episode number. Did you buy eclipse glasses?
The place where I work gave me a pair for free.
Oh, they gave them to you. Wow.
Yeah. They've kind of enabled me to skip work in this way.
Like, they really have. They're like, yep, you can go ahead, skip work. That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. Anyway, here's the question. Let's say I bought some eclipse glasses to wear during the total solar eclipse, obviously. Yeah. How wrong would it be to go back to the store and return the eclipse glasses after the eclipse?
It's like a prom dress.
Yes. So.
What are you going to do? Like, say, these didn't work.
These didn't work. I want my money back. It's like, I only used them once. I only used them one time. I mean, yeah, what do you say?
What's your opinion? I guess you could, right?
I guess. I've never bought eclipse glasses before.
I've never seen a solar eclipse, but...
Me neither.
Like,
but here's the thing about eclipse glasses. You're buying them for one day, and then you're never going to use them ever again. Maybe you'll use them again years later.
There's no way you're... I mean, they're cheap. They're made out of paper.
That's true.
They won't last until the next one.
I feel like... If I sold eclipse glasses, I'd be like, no refunds. I'm not. You can't return these.
They expire after 3 years, too. I was reading the back of mine.
Do they?
yeah, the sun filter or something is not safe to use after
a certain period. Oh, so that makes sense. So if I was a store owner, I'd be like, no returns on eclipse glasses. That makes
after the eclipse.
After the eclipse.
Yeah.
You have like a date on the receipts. Like you can return these up till the eclipse, but not after. Right. I don't know. So you would say it's a dick move?
I mean, is it really any different than buying a prom dress and returning it?
Yes, because you're using it one time. You're using it and then you're returning it.
But you're using your prom dress.
Yeah, but, I mean, okay, it's not different.
I mean, you're never going to go to prom again.
Yes, okay, so it's not different, but that is also a terrible thing to do, is what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Okay, it's similar to the prom dress thing, but that's also terrible to do. Because you're buying it to use once and then not use again. And if you return it, you've got all your utility out of the product. You've got all you wanted to get out of it, and now you're returning it just to return it, which makes
Here's a business idea.
Okay.
Rental eclipse glasses.
All right, we have like 3 days to put this in the works, all right? We have tomorrow, Saturday. The eclipse is on Monday, right?
Yeah.
We have tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday to fast-track this business idea.
That's actually brilliant, you
put
know.
Put up a stand. It is brilliant.
You could have like the really nice ones, the ones that are made of like metal and like have padding. They're like they're the Sennheiser.
The Sennheiser of the eclipse glasses.
Yeah.
I just thought of a very bad flaw to your plan.
What?
Okay, so rentals make their money off repeat rentals.
Yes.
Eclipse glasses rentals, you're going to rent them once, and then you're stuck with these really expensive eclipse glasses forever that you can't rent out anymore.
There are eclipses in other places in the world.
Okay, so this is a traveling kind of thing.
Yeah, like you have a warehouse, and you ship them out to people.
This sounds not...
It doesn't sound very good. Okay.
I mean, at first it was like, wow, this is a great idea, and now the more I think about it, I'm like, this isn't going to work. Because you have to, like, ship out the glasses. Like, you're going to pay, like, $10 shipping and handling every time for your renting eclipse glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you marketed them, like, really... Okay, here's the thing. You market them... I like how you used, like, Sennheiser, like, the headphone brand.
Yeah.
Because I think we can really tap into, like, the premium elite... branding.
Eclipse gazing.
Yeah, we can really tap into like the premium elite branding that headphones use for these eclipse glasses. Like, we can get like Jay-Z in on it or something.
Get NASA in.
Right.
I'm sure they have their...
NASA and Jay-Z at the same time.
Yeah, both.
They're like both... One side says NASA, one side says Jay-Z. Like, the sides of the glasses. And they're made out of like fake leather, like faux leather.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them in different colors.
Yeah.
You get a little, like, Snapchat thing. You know the Snapchat glasses that take pictures?
Okay.
Did you hear about those?
Yeah, you can hook them up with a USB plug to, like, various things.
They're, like, Wi-Fi. They're Wi-Fi enabled.
They connect to they have an app.
They're 4G. They connect to the internet. You can, like, tweet your eclipse viewing, like, live tweet it through the glasses. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that stuff together.
I mean, the problem though is that, I mean, again, they expire.
So yeah, but you're only renting them. But it's a premium rental experience, right?
Yeah,
it's premium, so it's like $100 to rent them for a day.
You know how there's like a Dippin' Dots like stand at the mall? You need to have like a eclipse stand
in South Carolina, and it's
in
like
$100
to rent these things.
I mean, that seems a little much.
But here's the thing. If you don't charge $100, they're useless after the eclipse. So, like, you got to recoup your costs somehow.
That's true.
You really need to sell these as, like, premium. Like, you're going to miss out on the cool eclipse millennial FOMO Twitter. Avocado toast movement if you don't buy these Jay-Z NASA eclipse glasses. You know?
I like it.
You know, so you really have to like drive it hard that like you are going to miss out on a cool eclipse experience if you do not have these glasses.
I'm
going
to quit my job and get to work on a website and call Jay-Z.
I don't think we can put this into effect in the next 3 days. But I think there's another eclipse coming up in like 3 or 4 years. And if we start right now, we can be on it. We can be ready. We can be locked and loaded. I'm thinking we need to start like an advertising blitz, like a year out. And it's just a bunch of hipsters wearing their eclipse glasses at one of those like hipster eclipse parties I'm sure they're going to have on like a rooftop or something.
Do you know how else you market these?
Okay. Lay it on
me. You know those like monks or whatever somewhere in Eastern Asia that stare at the sun and like get superpowers from it?
Yep.
See, that's also how you market this.
In what
way? You stare at the sun with these glasses and it gives you you become Superman.
So it's like it says like it's good for your chi or something.
Yeah,
like you gain
chakras,
life energy. Yeah, your chakra improves by staring at the eclipse. You can loop in some like diet thing into it, like oh, it helps your bowels or something.
Keeps you regular.
Yes, like all that. There's so many promises that it has, and then you start the advertising campaign, and it's just a bunch of hip millennials. Having fun, all wearing Jay-Z NASA Eclipse specs. What is the name? I think Eclipse NASA. Jay-Z presents NASA. No.
Jazza.
Jazza Eclipse specs. I like specs because it's like a.
Yeah, specs.
It's a hip.
Spectacles. Term. Yeah.
Jazza Eclipse specs. Spectacles or specs?
Spectacles is a little more hipstery.
Hipstery. Jazz Eclipse spectacles.
Yeah.
I like it.
High fidelity spectacles.
High fi. HD spectacles. Yeah. Is it HD or. I think high fi is hipstery.
High fidelity is audio, but you got it. I think HD is overused. You have to use fidelity. Who cares if it just doesn't apply?
So say the whole name now, since you just came up with it.
Jazza High Fidelity Spectacles.
Eclipse Spectacles.
Eclipse Spectacles, yeah.
Jazza. And Jazza is just Jay-Z and NASA combined.
Yes.
Their business venture. What? It would be crazy if they went into business together. I would like that, I guess. So look for those in 3 or 4 years. Whenever the next eclipse is, we'll have those. I'll get Jay-Z on the horn. Actually, do you want to call Jay-Z and I'll call NASA or vice versa?
I can call Jay-Z.
Who do you think's better with NASA?
I think probably you.
I'll be better. You think I'll be better
at convincing NASA? Actually, I'm closer to NASA, like geographically.
That's true. You can drive down there. No, but I'm close to Houston, right?
You're close. Which NASA place is the eclipse part? Is it Houston or is it Cape Canaveral?
Cape Canaveral is where they launch the shuttle, but Houston's where they do all the mission control.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know which one. They're probably both doing eclipse stuff right now.
Here's what we have to both do both of them.
Okay.
You go to mission control. I'll go to Cape Canaveral.
Okay. Bring Jay-Z.
And I'll bring like a PowerPoint presentation.
Sure.
I'll be like, hey, I'm going to need to meet with the head president of NASA. Right now.
And get me Jay-Z, too. He's part of the plan. Or Dr. Dre. Either way. Like, one of them.
Either one is fine.
Preferably Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And then pitch it. And then be like, this is what we got. And then they will be excited because, you know, NASA's losing funding, right? It's a lot of funding.
That's a good opportunity.
This will be a good shot in the arm to, like, you know... You don't have to worry about your budget for the next 5 years if we do this.
NASA. You got Jazza High Fidelity
you got Eclipse Jazza
Spectacles.
High Fidelity Eclipse. I love how you say high fidelity. All right, next question. Jazza High Fidelity Eclipse Spectacles. For all your eclipse needs.
What movie can you watch over and over without getting tired of?
A lot of movies.
Same. What immediately comes to mind?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's one. Star Wars 1, probably. Episode 4, rather. Jaws.
I have an unusual one.
Yeah.
and you might not believe me, but the Super Mario Brothers movie.
You can watch that over and over.
I don't get tired of it.
That movie is so bad that
it's like so good.
Good. A lot of people
really enjoy it.
A lot of people think it's on the cusp of like, okay, it is actually bad and it is bad. But I kind of enjoy it too.
I really like the idea of it. Like a dark,
maybe dystopian Super Mario. Maybe I need to go back and watch it again because
you should.
Because when I was a kid I liked it, but now I might not.
Like, so there are really obvious flaws, like it's very easy to hate. But I think if you go in with an open mind, it's really enjoyable. It has two of my favorite actors. Dennis, it has Bob Hopper. Hoskins and
Dennis Hopper.
John
Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Yeah, Dennis Hopper's in there too, though.
Yes. Wow, they really had stacked cast in that movie.
Yeah, those are all incredible actors.
What were they doing in the Super Mario movie?
I have no idea, but it.
How did they get them? they were probably just like, yeah, my kids love Super Mario. I guess I'll be in the movie. It was weird. It was a dark movie. It was weird.
Yeah, it was.
There's a lot of weird shit going on in that movie.
Koopa turned someone's dad into goop.
I know. It's so weird.
He's trying to de-evolve the human race.
It's a weird. It's a weird, weird movie. Because if you think about video games, and you think of like, what's the most like childlike, happy, fun video game, and you're just like, oh, Mario. It's like nothing is offensive in Mario. It's all sunshines, rainbows, and coins, and you know, fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you think about like the exact opposite of that. And that's basically the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yes.
Right? It's like evil dinosaur trying to make humans into lizards again, and people turning into goop, and like this weird, like, dirty underground city where people are like in caste system. Isn't there like a weird caste system or something in the dinosaur world? I don't remember that.
I'm not sure.
It was weird. It had a weird aesthetic. It was just very dark and weird. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But you can watch that over and over again.
Yeah, I can.
I need to watch that. The problem is, it's never on TV because it's so bad. And yeah. You can't rent it because it's bad. They're just like, why? We're not going to put that on the rental service.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally have to buy that movie in order to watch it again.
Yeah. I don't know if I would buy it.
How do
I mean,
you,
I have
how
it.
You watch
I have,
it?
I have it, but...
Wait. You said, I don't know if I'd buy it.
I mean, but I bought it, but I don't know if you should.
You just said, I don't know if I would buy it, but then you admitted that you've already bought it.
I mean, you might not like it, though, is the thing.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you said, I don't know if I'd buy it, but I already bought it.
Yeah, I like it. I bought it because I like it.
Okay. Maybe next time you visit me, bring this.
I'll bring it. Okay.
And we'll watch it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
For a whole day.
Yeah.
Like, on repeat.
Over and over.
Yeah, we'll literally do that. And then we should have a podcast episode where we review the Super Mario movie.
Yes, we should.
There's this podcast that is once a year, and they watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and they review it. And then they do it like a year later. It's the same movie. They just review it again and again. We should have an episode every year where we just review the Super Mario Brothers movie. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And, like, each stage of our life, like, our life is changing in a year, and so maybe we're looking at the Super Mario movie in, like, a new light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a really good idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So we should start that as soon as possible, I would say.
Okay. I'll visit you for Christmas or something.
And then we'll watch it, and then we'll do our inaugural Super Mario Brothers movie review thing. Okay. Do we have time for one more before trivia?
Do you want one more? I can do a quick one.
Do you have a good one?
What's the best costume party theme?
I don't know. For like Halloween? Or like
just any costume party. Under the Sea.
Under the Sea, is that yours?
Yeah, I like Under the Sea.
I like I guess Under the Sea is okay. I don't know. I was gonna say I like I don't know.
Maybe 80s.
Yeah, like a decade theme.
Yeah.
I don't know what decade. I was going to be like 80s, you could do 30s, you could do like 60s. I don't know. Any of those would be cool. Anyway, all right. Let's do trivia.
Trivia.
Trivia. Trivia. Sorry.
okay. Your question. We did it.
I thought you were going to do another sound effect in the middle.
I was just letting you roll.
You're like waiting. It's like 2 seconds of silence. Our listeners like, is it on? Is it on? Are they disconnected? All right. Your categories today are geography, music, and crabs.
Oh, cool.
Your lifelines are 5 second Google, 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, 40 second Ask, 50/50 Monty Hall it, phone a friend, ask a rando, and rhyme time. You may pick three of them. Which would you like?
I'm gonna do the search engine triple threat. I'm gonna do Ask, Yahoo, and Bing.
Wow. Yeah. You're doing 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, and 40 second Ask.
Yep.
You're just going to nail these trivia. That's like the
dominant. It's the cheapest combination. That's the
dominant strategy. I just realized we've never chosen that before, but it's definitely the best. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Question number one. Geography. Where was the very first Hard Rock Cafe opened? Is it A, outside the Louvre in France?
Paris,
France. Is it B, in Piccadilly Circus in London? Is it C, next to the Hard Rock Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio? Or is it D, in Times Square in New York City?
Oh, none of these are what I thought it was. I thought it was in Florida.
The first Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah. That's the only one I've been to.
I've been to that one too, the Orlando one.
Yeah. All right, 10 second Bing time.
Okay. You're not going to just outright pick the one outside the Louvre?
I don't think it was outside the Louvre.
You see the Mona Lisa and then you eat a burger at the Hard Rock.
Go over and get yourself some gambling and Hard Rock music.
Wouldn't it be great if it was actually in the Louvre? Like, that was it. It'd be like their cafeteria.
That's like their, they've got all the culture on this side and then rock and everything roll. Else.
Rock and roll on this side.
Hey, it might be kind of cool. You could have, like, Jimi Hendrix's guitars and, like...
Yeah.
That's art. It's not really.
Yeah, no, kind of. No, see the Mona, it's not really. See the Mona Lisa? Yeah, sure, yeah. It's art. See the Mona Lisa, you walk over, and there's a Hard Rock, and you're like, let's go eat lunch. All right, sorry.
It's okay. All right, tell me when my 10 seconds begins. Oh, right,
timer. I need to do this.
That's okay.
I always forget about this.
You might want to keep it open because
I will. You're gonna use it searches. A lot.
Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds. Oh my god. Windows timer. You are the worst. All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Opened June 14th, 1971 at Gloucester House, Piccadilly, London. Final answer.
Piccadilly, London is your final answer. Piccadilly, London is correct.
I did not know that that was a British institution originally.
And also, I accidentally set the timer for 10 minutes instead of 10 seconds.
That's fine.
Thought everyone should know that. The Windows Timer app is a piece of garbage. Okay, are you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
Your next question, if you choose to accept it, is in the category of music. Which of the Beatles is barefoot on the cover of the Abbey Road album? Is it John, Paul, George, or Ringo?
I feel like it would be George. He seems like the barefoot kind of guy.
He's the hippiest of all of them.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I'm going to go with George, final answer.
Whoa, you're not even Googling it.
No, I'm okay if I get it wrong.
Not even Googling it. George is incorrect. George is wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Which one was your second guess?
I think Ringo wears shoes. I think Paul wears shoes. Maybe John would be my second
guess. Nope, it's Paul. Paul.
Dang, really?
Was barefoot, yes. Which interesting anecdote led a lot of people to believe that Paul was dead for some reason.
That's a weird thing to assume.
Rumors started. I think, well, not started, but it was there.
So what, they like took a picture of his dead corpse without shoes?
You've never heard about the Paul is dead thing?
No.
A lot of people thought Paul died at some point in the Beatles, and the proof was that he was barefoot on the cover of Abbey Road, and he was replaced by like a lookalike Paul that played with the rest of the Beatles. Oh, they like had
different pinky toes or something?
I don't know.
I don't. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's a conspiracy theory. I don't understand. If you have time and you have time to burn and you want to read about something weird, like just Google Paul is dead and you'll find like a whole Wikipedia page on it. People are crazy. Just it's a fun goofy thing. But anyway, that like the barefoot thing was like conspiracy theorists that already had the theory was like, look, it's proof that he's really dead. Why would he be barefoot if he wasn't dead? It's like, what are you talking about?
What?
I don't know. All right, your last category is crabs.
Okay.
What is the largest species of terrestrial crab in the world? Is it A, the monolith crab, B, the coconut crab, C, the walrus crab, or D, the Chesapeake blue spotted rock crab?
I think it's the coconut crab.
Wow, why do you say that?
Because I've seen them, and they're real big.
Are they?
I don't think there's a crab that's bigger than the coconut crab.
Google the coconut crab. Does it look like a coconut?
No, it looks like a monster.
It looks like a monster. Holy moly, they're big. Wow. That's enormous. Holy shit.
They, like, knock over garbage cans.
I just, like, Googled this question. Like, this is just a question on a site, and I was like, oh, this is a good question. Little did I know this was crab. I thought it was, like, going to be, like, out of the crabs that are, like, normal crabs, which one's biggest?
No. This That's, is like, bigger than a dog.
This is like a monster. Yeah. What the hell? It's bigger than this dude's head. There's a picture of one on a trash can. It's, like, as big as the trash can.
I've never used ask.com, so I'm going to just go ahead and try to do it.
Okay.
How
much time do you get for ask again?
It won't take me 40 seconds. I'll just...
All right, I trust you.
Okay.
What Ready, is the go.
Biggest crab?
What is the biggest crab?
Oh, no, I got two results.
Do, 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 do.
I'm going to go with coconut crab. Final answer.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Coconut crab, final answer. Coconut crab is correct.
Nice.
And goddamn, they're big. I didn't even know they were, like, a thing before I wrote this question. That's insane.
Do you know how I know?
How do you know?
What a coconut crab is?
Yeah, tell me.
So there's an episode of Jackass, or it's either Jackass or Wild Boys.
They eat a coconut crab.
No, the coconut crab eats them.
What?
It's the other way around.
What do you mean?
It bites them.
It bites one of them?
Yes.
Do they, like, freak out?
Yeah, they do.
I would freak out if a coconut crab ate me. You know what would be the scariest thing in the world?
What?
You're sleeping, okay?
No.
Jamaica or something. Some tropical place where coconut crabs are. You feel like something moving around, right? And you're like, what is that? And you wake up, and there's a coconut crab sitting on your chest.
I would die.
You would die, huh?
That can happen. They, like, climb things.
I know. I see one here. It's, like, in this dude's garbage, and this other one's, like, on this dude's patio. Like, yeah. Like, they climb trees and shit. So, like,
that happened to someone.
Really?
It must have, right?
Oh, here's one in someone's kitchen. Ah! See, this is what I mean. Like, you leave your, like, bedroom window open to get that nice salty sea breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And coconut
in crab. Climbs a monster.
In climbs the coconut crab. And he's like, oh, this is a nice warm bed cover. Let me just chill up here. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my god, there's a giant crab on my stomach. What do you do? Let you, like, panic and throw it off you?
What if it, like, bites you and it's hanging on real tight?
What if it pinces you?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't even want to think about that. There's a person picking up one of these things.
I wouldn't touch one.
How would you do that? I feel like it would get you. It would, like, pinch you or something. I don't know. Anyway, that was trivia. You got 2 out of 3 right. So good job. I'm very disappointed that you didn't get Paul, but that's okay.
I'm disappointed in that too.
All right. Do we have any other final trivia? Do we have any final Reddit questions to end the show on? I have 0 left.
I have one we can do.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
people who put the entire bottle top in your mouth, what are you doing?
What? What do you mean?
You know you're drinking out of, like, a glass Coke bottle.
Sure.
People that put the whole top of the bottle in their mouth.
Do they people don't just, do like, that?
They do.
No, they don't. Really?
Yes.
They, like, cup it around their lips?
Like, they go, like, home? I can't show you, but and it looks like I'm doing something profane, but...
They go, like, om?
Yes.
They're basically swallowing the... Oh, God.
Okay. Yes. That's basically what they're doing.
Oh, and you're like, I almost said it, and then I was like, no. So they're, like, literally cupping their lips around the tip of the bottle.
I wish that you could see the expressions that we're
doing. I'm making a lot of them. Yes. And they're all real good. So they're cupping their lips around the tip of the bottle cap. I would hate for this to be a live show because then people would tune in right now and be like, what? What are they talking about? What is going on? So yeah, so maybe maybe they don't want to have any drippage. Oh my God, this sounds
Oh, no. There's just not a good way to talk about this, is there?
Maybe they don't want to spill any on themselves. They want to get all the liquid into their mouth.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, I just rested on my lips.
And you're good enough that you can get all the liquid into your mouth without spilling it all over
making
yourself.
Making a mess.
You don't want to get it on your shirt or anything.
No. Like you're at work and doing this, and
I mean, a lot of people do it. At
get it on your work shirt.
You don't want to get it on your work shirt.
Yeah,
that would be real bad.
People will think less of you.
Yeah, if you spill Coke on your work shirt, we're talking about Coke, by the
way.
Yes, Coca-Cola. This reminds me of maybe I'm the only one that's bad at this. You've always talked about drinking habits, not like alcohol, like drinking fluids like water and stuff.
Yeah, out of a cup.
And how I'm just a special case.
Yeah.
I don't know why I am. I'll like take multiple sips. I'm a multi-sipper, as you know.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm bad at drinking. Like I'm really good at spilling stuff on myself, no matter how hard I try.
You are really bad at drinking.
I am. Like I have a problem. I don't know what it is. But I'm like I'll drink and I'll just like spill water on myself. Like, so maybe I do need to use this bottle technique that we're talking about here.
I don't think it would be better. Like, and I don't think it's necessarily like a bad thing that you're a bad drinker. It's just,
it's amusing.
Just part of who you are. You just spill things.
Like whenever I meet someone, like they don't see me drinking fluid and then like I'll drink water and then I'll spill stuff. And they'll notice, and I'll be like, oh, that's just what I do. I have to, like, explain it. Like, oh, I'm just bad at drinking fluids, that's all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I always have to have this discussion with people I know. But the gist of what I was getting at, obviously I'm a bad drinker. So, you know, regular drinking, I know I'm bad at it. But, okay, you drink coffee, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Are you drinking out of a mug, like a coffee cup?
I have some coffee right now, and I'm drinking it out of a tulip glass.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure you've drank coffee out of a coffee mug or a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Now, when I drink coffee, it is almost impossible for me to drink coffee without, like, this little dribble of coffee running down the side of the coffee cup. No matter how hard I try, some coffee will breach the edge of the lip of the cup and slowly make its way down to the table. Do you have that too, or is that just a me? So that's just me being bad at drinking coffee, basically. Yeah. Okay, see, I've been trying to figure out why I'm doing this for like years now, and I've tried different like lip configurations. And
maybe you're thinking too hard about
different
it.
Techniques of like how not to do it. I've tried like putting my like tongue like under the cup or something.
That won't work.
It didn't. Spoiler alert.
I bet it didn't.
But, like, nothing works every time. I always have coffee spilling. And so what I have to do is, like, I have to dab it with a napkin, and it looks really awkward, and I look like a weirdo. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you getting coffee everywhere? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm just drinking coffee, and it happens to be spilling down the edge of the cup. So I was wondering if other people had this problem or it was literally just me. So I guess it's me. What do you think? Think it's me?
I think so, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
Maybe I have, like, a lip malfunction. Like, they don't hold liquid.
Maybe well. You have, like, a dead nerve somewhere, and it, like, affects your ability to...
Like, water gets in there, and then I just go, like, numb, and it's, like, bleh, bleh, and it just, like, dribbles.
Down. I'm just imagining you trying to drink coffee with your tongue on the mug for some reason, and it just, like, goes everywhere.
That's pretty much what happened. But the funny thing about this story is, as I tried this, I was like, maybe this is what everyone else does, and I just don't know. It's weird because you're not really taught how to eat or drink. You just figure it out. Yeah. And then I figured it out wrong, apparently, in regards to drinking fluids. But yeah, I was like putting my tongue underneath the thing, and I was like, maybe this is how people drink coffee, and I just don't know. Next time someone drinks coffee, I'm going to be like, hey, can I watch you drink coffee?
You can, like, get in real close.
Like, this is gonna be weird, but, like, it's not, because I'm just looking. I want to see how you do it.
Because I don't know how.
Yeah, it's like, I get in real close, and I'm like, all right, no, take a sip. Yeah, just like that. All right, thank you. And then I'm like, oh, interesting. I have, like, a notepad. I'm like, oh, I like your technique. Anyway, so that's the weird thing that I was wondering if anyone else does, but apparently I'm the only one. I guess that's fine.
I think everybody has stuff like that. Like, for me, I never figured out what people do with their hands when they're not using them.
I don't know what you do with your hands either.
Like, when you're walking and there's nothing in your hands. I always cross my arms.
Yeah. Not when I'm walking. When I'm walking, I put them in my pockets.
Yeah.
But I don't know what everyone else does.
They just have a graceful way of having them alongside them.
Dangle, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really weird to, like, have your hands at your side, like, straight. Like, then it looks like you're, like, on a mission or something. Like,
yeah.
Blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, there's a balance. You can't move them too much or you look like a weirdo. And you can't.
But you can't not move them because then you look like a real weirdo.
Yeah.
You got to have, like, a nice balance. A strike a balance between swinging them like a crazy person and having them straight like a crazy person.
Yeah. That's weird. I never figured that out.
You still have. What do you err on the side of?
I just mix it up constantly.
Mix it up. Are you, like, consciously thinking about this as you walk?
Yeah.
Like, all right, now my hands are too straight, so I need to swing them a little more. And now you're like, oh, I'm going a little overboard with the swinging. Now I need to straighten them out. Okay, they're too straight.
Stretches while I'm walking just so that there's like, an occupied thing. Or I'll find a way to have a pen in my hand and do something
like that. Oh, like twirl it or something, or click it or something like that?
Yeah.
So you're, like, literally thinking about, all right, what am I going to do with my hands next that isn't weird? Okay, that's a good plan.
And then sometimes I'll accidentally do something weird, and it's like, oh, that person just saw it. Oh, no.
It's like, damn it, they know I have weird hand things going on. Damn, damn, damn. Life is strange.
Yeah.
Life is a weird and crazy ride. That has been episode number 46 of the Time Bat Show. I've been Time Aces.
And I've been Bats.
And what are we leaving them with today, Bats?
Oh, when you're eating lots of pretzels.
Oh, God. You're always giving me, like, hardest
rhymes.
That's
not a good one. Oh, no.
Tie another...
Spetzel.
Spetzels are making me thirsty. Good night, everyone.
Drive safe.
Drive safe. Don't let the bed bugs bite.